ISO fam, thanks for coming back for episode 5 of Angel Radio with me, O'Neill Weich. Angel Radio, episode 5. So I want to talk a little bit about guardian angels. I've been talking about angels, guardian angels, archangels for a while now, but I just want to dive a little bit deeper into how guardian angels, archangels, are associated with angel numbers. Angel numbers are sent by the divine realm to guide and assist you with certain situations and events in your life, and you will keep seeing them until you recognize and understand their meanings. It doesn't matter where you are or what you're doing, angel numbers will keep appearing. Your guardian angels will not stop sending these angel numbers until they catch your attention. So make sure that you keep your eyes open for these angel numbers because they hold very, very special messages. Angels are one of God's most remarkable creations. Nobody has ever been able to understand them, although the angels are a part of all leading religions. It is said that God created angels, some of which were created to guard us. It is claimed by astrologers that every person is assigned a guardian angel from the time they were born. These guardian angels communicate with us, humans, when they feel that we're going off path. Their communication, however, is not direct, but in the form of signs like angel numbers. Angels use many angels numbers to communicate with us, and today we'll discuss some angel number, and that angel number is 404. Angel number 404. So the first message that I see with angel number 404 is the message of chasing your dreams, right? Endurance, patience. Doreen Virtue states that God and the angels surround you, your loved ones, and your current situation with powerful and healing divine love and wisdom. The hard work you have been toiling at has brought you to where you are today. Serving your divine life purpose and soul mission with passion, confidence, and enthusiasm is really, really important. There will always be challenges that we need to overcome and struggles that we must face. You need to have the standing power or the staying power to make sure that you will still be standing to the very end. Your guardian angels want to reassure you that you can handle them with confidence because you are blessed with many gifts and talents and skills that you've acquired over the years. When things are not working out the way you hoped, it's okay to be a bit frustrated or impatient about it because, you know, we're humans. But believe and trust that everything has its right timing. You know, that infamous quote, very infamous quote, everything happens for a reason. It's very true. We must trust in the process. So when you see 404, it's an encouragement from your angels to have more patience with yourself and the process. Learn to accept that everything will be achieved quite easily, and there are some things in life that will take an even longer time to manifest. When they don't happen for you at all, don't let it be a reason to give up completely. Chase your dreams with practicality. Angel number 404 also urges you to turn this setback into something that will inspire and motivate you to work even harder. So if currently right now you're going through a particular rough situation or rough time in your life currently with a particular dream that you're working on, you know, a project that you're trying to get off the ground, moving into a new home, starting a new job, all of these things could associate with following and chasing your dreams. So it's really important to have that staying power, that endurance, and that patience with the process, and also be practical and realistic about you, the way you go about working and cooperating with these outside people, or people in your team or your loved ones, while you continue on your path of following your dreams. Master your craft, it goes on to say, and be so good at it that people associate your name with it. Never stop learning and improving yourself, because this is how you discover new passions and new dreams. Don't stop dreaming big. Coupled with hard work and effort, you will soon realize that everything you are dreaming about are happening right around you, one by one. Be practical and know that big dreams require time and energy. So big dreams versus small dreams. Obviously, big dreams take more effort, more time, more energy, spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally. So it's very important when you have these big dreams is to understand the concept that the bigger the dream, the bigger the work is on your part to actualizing those dreams. It goes on to say, either you manage your expectations so that you don't end up disappointed, or you work extra hard so that you have a higher chance of achieving them. So it's just about acknowledging and understanding the magnitude of your dream, and not be doubtful or fearful of the work involved or the work that it entails to then actualize this dream. So manage your expectations. You know, a baby step is a large step. Small steps into big steps. Take your time, be patient. Again, you know, it's about patience. So when it comes to endurance, you have to have patience with yourself, and you build endurance over time. So this is a life cycle. This is a life cycle that you're going through currently right now. Interesting enough, similar to angel number 211, angel number 404 is a reminder to turn to your guardian angels about the importance of loyalty. So your guardian angels are sending you a reminder about loyalty and being loyal. While you're on this path of following your dream or actualizing your dream, do not forget the people who have been with you this entire time through the good and the bad, thick and the thin. Make sure that you acknowledge them and let them know that you appreciate them for always being there to support you through struggles and hard times, or to celebrate with you when you accomplish something. And it goes on to say, make sure that you will also be there for them in their time of need or in their time of celebration. So on this path for success, or path for happiness, or path for your personal desires, please keep in mind that the people that have always surrounded you and supported you. I know it can be very difficult, or challenging rather, and it slips your mind when you're working so hard and you're so ambitious and every day is about work. Everything you think about is about your dream, and you lose sight of the people that are around you that are supporting you and the people that you're calling for advice or the people that need your help because they are seeing that you're possibly in a leadership position or you're showing them through your actions and your perseverance and determination for your own craft that, you know, they're inspired by you. So obviously they would want to learn from you. So be open to sharing as well. So the importance of loyalty is a huge reminder in Angel number 404. So I want to dive in a little bit more into Angel number 404. And it goes on to say that sacred angels are very proud of your work and efforts. So wherever you are right now in your on your path, your career path or your life's path, if you're seeing the reoccurrence of angel number 404, this is an encouraging message and acknowledging that the angels are proud of you in your work and your effort in your life at this current stage of your life. So please take heed to this encouraging message and a reassurance that you're on the right path. They are acknowledging your efforts and they're going to continue to bless you and help you as you continue to progress along this path. Interesting enough, angel number 404 admires your effort and patience in riding out the storms of life so that you can ultimately enjoy all of the great things that are heading your way, right? I want to break down 404, angel number 404. It's always great to break these numbers down and just get the significance behind some of the single digits. And angel number 4 reminds us to properly prepare for our future. This means that you must set goals for yourself and make sure that you strive towards them at all times. So that's an encouraging message for angel number 4. Angel number 44 is also a very powerful number. This number has been popping up and reoccurring in my life everywhere. And it comes in different sequences. It could be in a sequence of 4 numbers, 3 numbers, or the double digit, or, you know, we can break it down to the single number 4 plus, you know, and when it comes to these numbers that are doubled, like the number, angel number 4, it intensifies the vibration of that message. So angel number 44, if you've been seeing angel number 44, shows that setting goals are important to you. It is the secret to having a happy and fulfilling life. It will help you stay on the right track as well. Dorian Virtue goes on to break down angel number 44, and she says, many angels are with you now. Ask them for help with anything that brings peace to you and your loved ones. Don't tell the angels how to fix a situation. Just ask them to fix it. The divine and infinite wisdom of the Creator guides you through your angels to a wonderfully ingenious solution. So keep in mind, if you ever see 44, you ever see a sequence of 3 numbers with there's 2 fours in there, put those 2 fours together and remember that angels are with you in that particular moment. And usually when you're seeing the angel number 44, you're probably in deep thought about something that is disturbing you or something, a situation that you cannot figure out the solution for, or you feel like you're in a rut just struggling and struggling and seem to not be able to get out of it, this is when these series of fours will then start to pop up. Because as I've told you before, angels are always around you, especially your guardian angels. They are right there on your shoulders in the wing. Whenever you need them, they know that you need them. So it's important that when you need advice or need help with a situation, if you're seeing 44, 404, 444, 414, the angel number four, keep in mind that the angels are ready to help. Okay. So I want to share some characteristics of angel number 404. And this kind of goes a little bit deeper into describing a person that represents this number. And some of these interesting characteristics is a person that refers to the number 404 is someone who has an aim, ambition in life. These type of people make up their mind of what their goals will be and are determined to achieve them. The people with qualities of angel number 404 are very patient. They know that their goals cannot be achieved all of it a sudden or all at once. Hence, instead of being demotivated and wasting their time, they patiently wait for the right moment. Their persistence, hard work, and determination have tuned in them a reason to make their own decisions instead of relying on others. It goes on to say that angel number 404 people are always looking for the right opportunity to prove themselves. When the opportunity arises, instead of shying away, they focus on their goal and use their full potential to seize that moment. These people usually work in leadership roles. They are seen managing a team, either a job or business. They can also be found in the military or politics because their fields require leaders who take action. The people around them usually love them for their strong-mindedness. Their supporters feel safe around them. However, because so many people have so many expectations from them, number 404 people might feel pressurized. At times, they might even have to justify their actions. So that's just a little bit about the characteristics of a person in the vibration of angel number 404. So, just want to share a little bit more about 404. There are some very encouraging messages here as well. It goes on to say, you can do everything you wish to achieve by making sure that you pray to your angels. Keep them close to you in times of sadness and also in times of happiness. They are here to help you create a great future for yourself. So this is a really, really encouraging message from the angels for angel number 404 that, you know, it's so, so, so important that you pray to your angels. And always involve them in the conversation of your life's purpose. It's important that they are involved because they're ideas and their information and their messages are very valid in your life's purpose, you know, in your happiness, because ultimately they know what makes you happy. They know the end of the tunnel for you. They know your destined path. So why wouldn't you want them to be a part of your decision making, be a part of helping you actualize your dreams. Actually, I mean, to be honest with you, they are doing that right now. Right behind the scenes, making things work. We physically don't see these things happening, but they are definitely happening because your angels are right there. They're your teammates, always. The key to is to manage your expectations, like I was saying earlier about expectations. Do not expect too much too soon. Remember I was saying earlier about expectations, if you have large, big, big, big dreams, it takes more energy, takes more time, and mentally, spiritually, physically, emotionally. So do not expect for big dreams to happen too quickly. And if they do, be skeptical about it. People who expect too much in a short period of time often are left disappointed, and then they lack motivation. And this is similar to angel number 444 and also angel number 44. It goes on to say, everybody dreams. Some people dream big, some people dream small. Oftentimes, our dreams do come true, though big dreams take time to be realized. It takes lots of hard work, patience, and effort from your side to make those dreams come to life. So that just reiterates, you know, when it comes to our dreams. Be realistic. Keep your expectations high, but be realistic about how long it will take to actualize. Angel number 404 also hints that there is something missing in your life that needs to be addressed. If you do not address it, it might cause a problem for you. The guardian angels have sent this message to you for you to know that you need love and care. You need to know that you are not alone. There are others who feel for you and want you to be happy. I mean, as we know, sometimes life tends to be quite unfair, right? But it's important to understand in this life that this is the reality. So be prepared for this side of life, the unfair side of life, the uncertain side of life. You know, as humans, we seek out the happy part of life. We always have nostalgic moments or reminisce about very, very beautiful, happy things. But it's important when understanding the way life works is that you have the light and you have the dark or the shadow. Both sides balance together. It's important to have. So understanding that life is not fair sometimes, it's really important to prepare yourself for that side of life. You know, there's a quote that says, get comfortable with being uncomfortable. This is that life. So it goes on to say, get rid of the depressing and demotivating attitude. So once you understand this, I mean, I go through my moments with this as well. As human beings, we have moments where we're just fed up and we're tired and we feel that we've done everything that we can, and why don't anyone understand us, and why don't people acknowledge us for the work that we do? It gets very, very depressing at times because you don't feel like you're being heard or being seen. And then the attitude of lack motivation kind of kicks in, and that is a really bad path to be on. And your angels will let you know, because that's their job, is to remind you that you have fallen off course and encourage you and give you the messages you need to get back on course. So Angel number 404, there's this beautiful affirmation that says, hard work will pay off. Hard work will pay off. I think that we all have experienced a mentor or someone that we respect, a teacher, or whoever you respect. They've always possibly told you that hard work will pay off. And if you work really hard, you will achieve success. And with just my life experience, that is the very true statement, a very true statement. So keep in mind that hard work will always pay off. Only you alone can bring a positive change in your life. If, however, you feel that your current task is harming you mentally and physically, then you should stop doing it. So if you find yourself in a job or in a relationship where you feel that it's mentally exhausting or it's physically exhausting, and it's not bringing you any happiness in your life, this is the moment where you start to look at everything together and then make a decision on the next step to take towards your happiness. Search for jobs that would excite you and get you up out of the bed in the morning instead of accepting jobs that you hate, where you dread waking up going to this job. In the current times that we're in and moving into this new way of living, it's very important that we take the time now that we have it to look at or find what truly makes us happy. And then once we figure that out, look for the necessary steps to making those things happen. Going forward, you should not be working a job that you hate. Going forward, you should not be in a relationship where you feel less than or not worthy or you're not fulfilled. It's time to remove yourself and move to better things. Find things that make you happy. Do things that make you happy. Be around people that empower you, encourage you, that are positive, and bring positivity into your life. This is important at this time. There's a secret influence of angel number 404. It says, all your hard work has brought you to where you are today. It's reminding you that all the bad experiences in the past have led you to something good, and that even your worst days can also turn out to be the best. Always look for the silver lining in everything. When you feel like giving up, just remember that you need to experience hardships to savor the sweet taste of success or happiness. Currently where I'm living right now, there is a quote on the wall that says, when you feel like quitting, think about why you started. Will it be easy? Nope. Worth it? Absolutely. So when I see this, it just inspires me and motivates me to keep that dream in my mind, keep pressing forward, keep being positive, continue to surround myself around positive people that are motivated, self-motivated, and these things will definitely inspire you to keep moving forward, no matter your pace. Also, it goes on to say, listen to your inner voice. Now, with angel numbers, I feel like every number will literally have this message, because to then realize that you see reoccurring numbers, and then the fact of being curious enough to start diving in and finding out about these numbers that you start to see, you are trusting your inner voice. So this is just an encouraging message to continue to listen to your inner voice, your intuition. Every time we endure hardships and feel stuck, this is what these angelic moments when your guardian angels send you messages to aid you. These messages should be taken seriously and should follow, and you should follow their guidance. We will only be successful in this life with help from our guardian angels. This is the only way that we could be successful, is by involving our angels in our lives, in our plans, talking with them, praying to them, keeping them close in times of sadness, and keeping them close in times of happiness and triumph. Remember, they are here to help you create the best future, your best future. The message goes on to say, always share the knowledge that you've acquired. So this is a really important message for me as well. I think it's so important, no matter what industry, what line of work you're in, it's so important to, as you progress in your career, in your life, it's so, so, so important to share the information that you have received and that you've learned. Because this is how we keep the vibration going. This is how you, your angels will know that you are grateful and thankful for all of these blessings and all the knowledge that you've been blessed with. So it's important to pay it tenfold. It's important to share your knowledge whenever possible, whenever you can, with people to help them further move forward in their lives. So not being stingy with your knowledge. Knowledge is knowledge. Sharing it, karma will come back and bless you. It goes on to say, not everything will fall into your lap, but you need to accept reality and deal with it. You must strive hard. So the angels just give you a little tough love there. I mean, we all know this, right? Reality is what it is. Unfortunately, we're in an uncertain realm of reality. But it's important not to take things personally. Observe everything. Follow your intuition while dealing with this current life that we're living. And continue to strive. Continue to work really hard to be the best version of yourself that you possibly can. And continue to believe that your angels will always be here to help you no matter what. So I just want to wrap this up with this quote that I read. And it's from Tao Te Ching, page 44. And this message, I feel, really resonates with angel number 404 and all the messages that we were just talking about. So I want to leave you with this. Which is more precious, fame or health? Which is more valuable, health or wealth? Which is more harmful, winning or losing? The more excessive your love, the greater your suffering. The larger your hoard, the heavier your losses. Knowing what is enough is freedom. Knowing when to stop is safety. Practice these and you'll endure. I think that was a really, really encouraging message there. just want to leave you with those questions. Harbor them, think about them, along with the guidance of angel number 404. So just a recap. Angel number 404, messages of endurance and patience, believing that God and the angels surround you when you see this number, and that you and your loved ones and your current situation will be fine, and that divine love and wisdom is healing these situations. It's also important to remember to never stop chasing your dreams, but start chasing your dreams while being practical. Use practicality when it comes to chasing your dreams and actualizing your dreams. Don't stop dreaming big, you know. Understand your expectations when dreaming big. Don't end up disappointed when you have created these high expectations and haven't given yourself a lot of time to actualize your dreams. Keeping those in mind, self-care, being gentle with yourself during this time. Also remembering that the angels are very proud of your work and effort up to this point, how you have been able to ride out these storms of life with your faith and patience in the process. Keeping in mind the affirmation of hard work will always pay off. Listen to your inner voice, follow your intuition. Understanding that life tends to be unfair, but be prepared for this side of life. You have to have the dark and the light. Embrace the dark, embrace the shadow. Feel it, move past it. And always, always, always share the knowledge that you've acquired. Share the knowledge that you've learned. It's important to keep the vibration going. So thank you so, so, so much, SoFam, for being here. I'm going to end off with, it's called Last Night Angel. Thank you so much for listening again. I always like to share my trusted sources. Today, joynumber.com, trustedpsychicmediums.com, Dorian Virtue, thesecretofthetarot.com, and sunsigns.org. Sending love and light to all of my soul fam and my beloveds. And I'll be back for another episode of Angel Radio with me, O'Neill White.